halfway down. Yesh leislami b'derech tefillah zu zmanus mushach. Train oneself for an extended period of time. V'ikvius v'savlonus, being make sure you do things step by step with patience. Asher nizragel b'siyachidus in rakhal tefillah. Until we get used to the fact that we're not done for ourselves and we're part of the club. And that's what we're doing. Rabbeinu Agon, in Gizchol, Heir Khan Heor Nechutza. Kitzarecha Odom Nizbeinin, Gam came by Atzwe, puzzles to check about himself. Impiv the Libay Shavit, if he's honest, if his mouth and his heart are in the same place. Vishalo Yiyu Maiso Sosim is devoured of actions, shouldn't contradict his words. The lawyers, Amel Aksu Vaksu, he shouldn't fool himself into thinking, Faulisi Lamalo, Roma Lispalo, I raise myself to that one, racked by the cloud for the cloud, Loyba Tarkas, I'm not thinking about myself. Ubechipus of myself, he wants him to Zuk Betecha, and when he checks himself, he finds an old big bluff. It's not really true that he's saying that. Kigam Truma Katana, whom is Atsel, says the Tobas Aklav. You want to give a small donation for the public's good. Or he never stopped someone else from not doing an avera. From Malcolm Shoyes and Chayes Bitter, we could have done it. We talmid of HaGadol should be strong. Alder from Kel. Kvahavenu b'vadasheni ki etzim in yatfilu hu l'hashvish bon emuna. Tfil is ready to give us emuna. Shanachim v'vashvah gadol baruch hu shimah is kol chesheneinu. When we ask for the Baruch to fulfill that which we're missing, onu mislamdim bezeh. We train ourselves with that ki aksuvus hayechida, the right address of chol tzarchenu haboyis baruch. Barashas kosev ma'amuches b'chus kofim usachenim beis. Peshim haches came up at the bottom of the page.
So what does it mean mizuy b'taycha? It
means a bluffer. Not, you're not doing it in an Elach HaFesh.
But you're davening saying as if in the Kosh Baruch Hu, what's that to do with mind not helping other people?
No, because the whole davening we said before was meant to be for the clown, not for yourself. So a person doesn't do that, so he's not doing a problem, he's not davening properly. If you haven't managed to overcome your own selfish needs and to think about what the tzibur, what this person, that person, the other person needs, then we're missing that component of Tefillah, as we said. The whole middle section from Esther we spoke about last time was Lashon Rabbi, like it's not. I'm not done for myself. Of course, I have in mind that also, I when you're in the neighborhood, you know, drop by and, you know, when you're helping Yanka the Mongol, don't forget my address, you know, we're here. Tefillah he Sherish Hashlemus. Tefillah is the Sherish Hashlemus. Ki Sherish Hashlemus. Achrei kol ha'askola shel emuna. After all the thought process of emuna. Ulagia na madrigas ha'korat. Hashkocha. You have to come to the level and understanding of what Hashkocha processes. Not like the Frumas. She's saving what other people think. Hainu Frumkai Balay Hashkocha. That's Frumkai without thinking about it. The Moshe, for example, Yom Ha'olam person will say, Matita Rishon HaGonos Hashkina. Why are you crying on Rishon about the Gonos Hashkina? Tzayik Alechem. Daf until you have food. Yichas is an angry Yom say, Halloy Omar Shlem HaMalach HaShalom, didn't HaMalach say Havel HaVonim? Harry Hillam Hevel, the world, Tzaka Hevel. But Loma Vakish, why am I asking for everything? A Vakish Rak HaGolos HaShkin, I should only ask the boy from now even Gal himself. Kavoyisha, Shlem HaMalach HaShalom, Bikish Rak Chachma Vadas. All he wanted was Chachma Vadas. Because Baruch gave him the choice of what he wanted, that's what he chose, and he got everything for it. Avahu Lo Yobin, Ki Hein Emes, Abu Huloya, my body didn't say was the im yema who have a volum, ain't a rakim medab by adachir. Varaim, yigu boy kahuta syro, yimoli ketsaf, the chemas gamba, ace, she yedabesh halilum heaven. And we say have a volum, Abu Huloya, we take a go back a second, the im yema who. Havel Havolim, if a person says and expresses himself with that expression of Havel Havolim, Ein Rakim Medava Barachem, he's speaking for other people. He doesn't believe that for himself. What's the riot? Im Yagir Barachut Asariya, if they take something from him which is even one hair's breadth from his, Yamali Ketzer Fechema, the will get full of anger. Even at the same time, he's saying the world is hevel. Nonetheless, he's chasing it. He's not being honest with himself. So that explains this. Medivri Monagon, Mishra Sananta, and Nagon Hashaz Nira, Sheish Mokim Lechavim Bakoshis Shal Hashman Esri, Gamal Atzmeinu, we can turn it towards ourselves as well. Kedei La'oiru Lechadzik Emunah to Mechadzik Emunah, Ki Raki Kodesh Baruch Hu Yochanan Manas HaKashasena. Even if we are making personal requests, the Emunah, which we get from David Shmoneser, who David asking him to give everything, so we realize that without his giving us, nothing going to work. Anu mevinim ki gan oifin zeh shat filah, even this way of David, mechuvin ba'oim kei l'shemus chayisho, it's mechuvin to the depth of chayisho. Ki einach ha'shemus yoyse gedoyle b'chayisho mizeh sh'niyah k'lono mechuzokim heitev emunah. The greatest achlus we can achieve is everyone holding by emunah. That's the person has to try and do. Harida fanenu shneimar halchim. There are two different ways with the bakashas. Hislamdus b'daiga l'chol Yisrael. First thing is to train ourselves to worry about everybody else, not to be selfish, not to be single-minded. Oy hislamdus b'emunah, or train oneself, teach oneself emunah. V'hago basko, ask yourself the following question. How much tremendous we could really get from one Shema Yisrael? Or we should come away from it. We have a tremendous love for every Jew. That's the goal. Or we'll become strengthened through this, believing that Kadosh Baruch Hu was running the world. If that's the thought process we have in the thousand rests we down every year, through tefillah itself, a person can be zeicher to tremendous things. What does that mean? The person who is davening isn't thinking about those who need. You're not thinking about those other people's needs, then you're not having a proper Shema Esrei. The essence of Shema Esrei is that we're putting ourselves as part of the tzibur. When a person thinks to himself and about himself only, then he's not davening. He hasn't even used the opportunity b'chlal in a rightful way. And again, can we the whole entire Shema Esrei think about other people? It's very hard. We can't think about ourselves either. Especially when it comes to the bakashas, a person should try and think of someone who could do with this, someone who could do with that. And then that's a focus.
It sounds like if you focus on yourself, you can still come to Emunah.
Yeah, well, that's the two things. It's Emunah and that. What does Emunah mean? Emunah means you throw yourself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And we don't worry about anything. Whatever's happening is with his knowledge. Whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not, it doesn't make a difference. It's all Nimenius Baruch for our good, ultimately. There is nothing which isn't good. There isn't. It's hard to believe, but there's nothing which isn't good. Maybe bitter, but still good. Because Kol Man Dovah from the top of it. From the hardest context, we have to really internalize them for us to believe. We know better what's good for us. We tell God all the time, come on, you know. So I'm living with myself, what do you know? I'm in my own body, I'm on my skin. I know. Shalom. That's one thing which really we all have to work on. Knowing that when you trust it, you trust it. Finish. It's difficult sometimes, no question about it. People have a hard time with that. Just focusing on the Rabbi Shimon and trying to realize that's our goal. It's a hard thing. No one said it's easy. Being a real Eved Hashem is not an easy thing. So people get exhausted when they're trying to see someone davening, you know, Shema Esrei with proper Kabbalah. Some people come out for shrits, right? Because they're giving everything they had, and they wanted to get a proper response. The Yiras Shemayim is the bottom line. But here we're saying, well, the bottom line is, think about somebody else when you're davening.
So it's not the response you're looking for. It's looking for changing yourself. You're looking for what you're going to get.
We're not looking for change. We're davening Hagadah Baruch Hu, since he's the all-powerful, and he's the Soleach, and he's the Rofe, etc., etc. We're asking to look at that which we didn't try and try to help us through with it. We're asking, let's go forward with this. Thinking about other people is a yisoy, because when you think about yourself, you can't be a good person. Selfish people are dangerous. A person cannot live for themselves. Yeah, Vada. The old rule is, and I agree with it 100%, that charity begins at home. Now people run out of their house, they do chesed with every organization, and their kids and their spouses are the ones who suffer. Yotzei Shechar B'Hefsed. What do you achieve? Oh, so now your name's in the print. You don't get a picture sent to them because only have men in those orthodox papers. So you get a mention of them. Mrs. Cohen's spring party of the tea, and you were there. Okay, you're all like, it's a thing a person has to begin to think of. What is our purpose in this world? Training ourselves, he says here, b'daiga l'chol Yisrael, or training ourselves in Emunah. And the truth is that both work. That's a person has to work on both. Training himself, and it's a hard job. I think since we spoke about it, it's not so simple to stand there davening Shema Yisrael, and you have all these things going through your head, of course, except for what you meant to have going through your head. And how at that point you're starting to think, you know, I'm not asking for myself. A famous lost rabbi, all the people I know who are sick, they're waiting to do it for. It's very hard. Because we're focused on ourselves, basically. We have a lot of importance for ourselves, so that's what we're focused on. That's what we're saying, that takes training. All that the Yisrael here was, the Yisrael is in the one word of training. There has to be a slow process. The person knocks, okay, as of tomorrow, every Shemesh, I'm going to think, timing, you know, I'm down. Not from me, it's Ahmed, I'm here as representative of who knows what it is, then we'll give up very quickly. If a person makes himself non-realistic goals, and his horror comes and knocks him out, knocks his sails completely. If a person decided, we're going to be stuck, we're going to calm himself every morning for 2 hours, the Yitzhar does not want that to happen. If a person makes too many to know how it's going to work, there won't work either. You have to be focused, know what you can do, and do it. Otherwise, we spend our lives chasing things, never getting anywhere. Like the mouse and the hamster and the what do you call it? You know, running around on the wheel, on the Ferris wheel type of thing. You know, working out with sugar, and the mice. When they end of the day, where they get to? Nowhere. Some people have the same thing in life. They can work for 70 years, done with a million. They never stop to think about, I'm not meant to only do it for myself. I'm meant to think of somebody else. That's the summer thing. Are you seeing the difference of Yiddishkeit between Yidden and the Goyisha courts? Right, one of the service we know is dinner. Right, we're not allowed to go to our courts. Why aren't we allowed to go to our courts? To Lashem, because they don't judge Rafiyatur. If you were to find a couple of nice priests, right, who would make dinner, you could go. It's not the person who is puzzling; it's what they're. What their day is, so that's what passes. That's what person focus is such an important thing. Get out of the morning, focus. What am I doing here? What am I going to do today to make this day meaningful? And start thinking about other people. Yeah, it's hard. But as I say again, charity begins at home. First, we have to think of is our wife and our children. Then it's time to be a chesed for everybody else in the world. If one's family suffers because of one's chesed, then obviously you're doing something wrong. Has to be. Now, I'm not saying a person goes to Shabbos on Thursday night and takes his kids. That's good. That's education. Someone told me today there was a 13-year-old kid who went into a prime candidacy. He got in, he had to show his mother to a mitzvah. His father couldn't make it. And he wanted to ask a prime candidacy a question. So he was given permission. Someone out there protecting, working out. This was his child. He said, I have a problem, Rebbe. He said, my father doesn't get up for Shabbos very often. And there are times where I can't go to shul because of that. He's not there, he wasn't close enough for the boys. I need the rhyme, I can't go. I can't tell my father to chutzpah. What should I do? He asked for Chaim this week. Just this week. Okay. So Chaim stopped and thought for a minute. It wasn't just them, you know, it's an important time for people. Life is at stake. So he told him, he said to him, go back and tell your father that I said that if you daven every tefillah b'tzibur, your tefillahs will be answered. Cool. Why was I like that? That's a zog. Where's it coming from? That the person davens properly, so then automatically they're Rubis Hashemai. Oh, I'm not saying he's not a kirk of the bracha, don't be such a thing, but his point was, if you daven properly, and you daven the way you're meant to daven, that already brings you closer and your great appreciation of what you have. So the two things we have to think about, he says he ends this vad with what? Training to think about Klal Yisrael and to worry about them, and the emunah component.
Why is the thing about Klal Yisrael so important in tefillah?
Because a person shouldn't be selfish. When you're davening, it's not you who are getting anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. Right?
So that's thinking that's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu thing. That's emunah. That's the other part. That's the other part. Right. I need everything. I can't do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the other aspect. Why is thinking about Klal Yisrael so...
Because in order to be a successful person, you have to have that sensitivity for other people.
I understand. So, but why is that tefillah itself? Why is that tefillah?
Because that's what the answer is. What was the lashon they made? The lashon was all lashon rabbim. Why? I'm done. We don't have public prayers. Even Chazal Shas, they use the same lashon. That's what was bothering them. Why don't we use a different lashon? Why don't you say Rafaini Ve'i Rafa Tereshma Kalenu Kishma Kali? Right? So that's what we're saying, that the person has to have that focus. And that's, if you don't think of other people, so you're missing a chiddush of who you're meant to be. That bit, a shikul yid missing in you. Like, that's what Rambam says, a person can see other things going on in the world, and he ignores it. He says, oh, this is the way of the world, things happen. Then that Rambam calls him achzori. Why? It happened to the person. What are you bothering me for? No. It should bother you that it happened. That Klal Yisrael is one chatiza. Daigel Klal Yisrael, that's a famous story of Shach Zatzal, where there's a Rabbi Ginsburg from Queens tells us over. He said he was being interviewed for a job as a rav, and meeting everybody around. After he'd been spoken there, he met the whole committee and this and that. So they asked him in a little bit of a disparaging way. They said, you know, are you a student of Shach or whatever it is? Hello, you know what you're talking about? Well, we want to know if you're, you know, one of his followers, you know, he's extremist or whatever. So he said to them, thank you very much. I'm not taking the job. But before I leave the room, I'm going to tell you a mitzvah. I remind you because of feeling for Klal Yisrael. He said, I'm a student of Shach, and I said a lot of good things about him. Let me tell you something which happened. Shach needed a surgery on, I think it was on a foot or something, and he told the doctor he did not want to be put out because there was strains in the next day or two, and he can't afford it. So they should do the procedure when he's awake. Obviously, it wasn't open heart surgery, whatever it was. And he had two people with him. He was holding their hands tight. Shach, when they did, the guy came to his house, did whatever he had to do, made a mini surgery in the house, and after that he was back to normal. He could learn everything. He said, I was in the house another time, and so people came to the house and have something to tell Rosh Hashanah. So they shoot everybody out of the room. They told me it's not yet public knowledge, but an Israeli helicopter was shot down. There were six chayalim, not from chayalim, who were in the plane. He burst into tears, cried bitter tears. Why? He had a hair of your eyes. So he told these people, he said, I'm proud of you. Did any of you ever shed a tear when a Jew was killed? In Israel and where else? Did ever you have it? I'm talking about a man who had the gevurah to control his sobbing when he went through tremendous pain of open surgery when he was wide awake. He said, do you see what the man is? But nonetheless, he burst into tears. Why? Because the the Holocaust. Not that you can do anything about it. We're not asking you to go out and do something. What we're saying is that when you're saying those words, you have to have that in mind. to be doing for Christ.
Again, but why is it part of tefillah? That's what I'm trying to say. Why did God's Kishra do that as part of tefillah?
Because the tefillah is the essence of what we are. And the essence of a yid is to have passion for somebody else. Shemesh is the climax of the whole level. We built ourselves up to God, Yisrael, and then we had the two you're talking to his brother one-on-one. Right?
But we're saying it's not one-on-one, I'm coming as representative of Christ.
You're having the one-on-one. The way it actually works out, something else, but your tefillah is as a unit, as one, thinking, I'm talking about Honeinu. Who am I saying this about, Honeinu? Me, the guy from outside? Probably not.
And Shabbos?
Huh?
Shabbos.
There is no Kabbalah Kashrus.
I'm not Kabbalah Kashrus. You don't have that much.
You don't have that same concept of the Achrayas for the Tzibur, right? Because there's one of the reasons, because in Shabbos, when I get a little bit esoteric, but there's Hispashas of the Guf. That's Me'ina and Mabo. So you're past that stage, so to speak. You're meant to be spiritually elevated, that we're past that stage of having to interact. It's Kula Shabbos, it's Kula Menucha, it's Me'ina and Mabo, if we were only berserkers. We can sing it, but it doesn't matter. You've got to get there. That's the easy part. Okay, I think we'll stop right here. Tomorrow the rabbi's door.